And we have item reconsideration of FY 2010 budget, and we'll start with Councilman Ross.
I bring this back before you because I think we need to reconsider the budget that we passed during the month of October. In the month of October, we passed a budget that included a $40,000 insurance for the council. When each of us ran for the city council, according to SB 82, we ran on the basis that we'd be paid $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year, and the mayor would be paid $16,000 a year, plus have an expense account, each of us have an expense account of $3,000 per year, and the mayor having a $5,000 expense account. We ran on that basis, and that's how we were elected in this office. The budget that we passed in October actually provides a 50% increase in compensation and benefits to the members of this council. And quite frankly, I think that's outrageous, particularly if you look at the current economic situation. I think that we need to come back and reconsider this because we've got other pressing things that we need to spend money on. Just this past week, as Ms. Bonzer, Dr. Bonzer said, we had a meeting with the city, the Randy of Dunwoody. We're woefully under budget in terms of what we need to really do a first-rate class of Randy. That could bring the return on investment to this city. We're investing in us for insurance brings no return on investment. I noticed in the newspaper that at least four of us do not even plan to take advantage of this, and I don't know what the remainder expect to do with the health care insurance, but I, for one, will not take advantage of it. If it stays in there, I will not take advantage of it because not because it wouldn't be a better deal for me. I mean, the program that I'm on right now is one it's called Medicare and Medicaid. And I pay a healthy sum for supplemental insurance to make sure that I don't have a gap in there. And I pay for a lot of the things that would be paid for under this program. And the amount that would have to be paid for my wife would be substantially less than what I'm currently paying out of pocket to get a better program. But again, I think it's wrong for us to accept this in place of doing the right thing for the community. And with that little preamble, I'd like to make a motion that we amend the budget, and I understand this is going to require two readings. It was passed by an ordinance, as an ordinance, so it's going to require two readings. But I'd like to make a motion that we amend the budget and instruct staff to come back to us with the amended budget, with the $40,000 reduced from the budget and placed in the budget for branding of Dunwoody and or other places that may be appropriate at this juncture where we could better use the money. Over the past week or so, we found that we could have such shortfall. Today, we do have an amount of money that would be a surplus planned in our budget, but some of that stuff is fairly contingent. We need to make sure we manage our funds all the way down to even the $40,000 level here.
Sure. Okay. Was that a motion on the floor?
That's a motion.
Mr. Ross. Motion on the floor from Councilman Ross.
Second.
All right. Second discussion on this. On this motion? Yes.
Point of information. With this motion, if this motion goes through, is this considered a first read? Okay, it has to be first and second read, as I understand. What is the
public procedure? The process?
We will just do a first read at the next council meeting and the second read at the following, if that's not the work session. So the next two meetings, we'll do a first and a second.
Okay.
I'd make another point if I could.
I guess so. Yes, please.
I've done a little research on this myself, and I think everybody pretty knows, and I'm not trying to make myself look good. I'm not in that business whatsoever. Anyway. But I just, some of the other cities, there are other cities that have this. Doraville has it, and I don't know exactly their procedure, but I know they have a co-payment. Sandy Springs does not have it. Johns Creek does not have it. Kennesaw does have it. Those are just four of the cities that I checked. If you take a look at, this is the cost to the city, and if all of us signed up for both dental and medical, the bill would be a little over $74,000. So that's well over the $40,600 that is budgeted. A couple of things you know, on our employees plan, if your HMO or POS employee pays 10%, if your PPO employee pays 20%. On the dental plan, it's about 50% is what the employee pays. One of the things that went around was is that if we increased our numbers, our insurance would get cheaper per number. According to our HR person, that is incorrect. There's currently about 41 or 42 people on the plan, and even if we went to 50, it would not affect the rates. Enrollment ends on the 24th of November of this year. That was researched by our HR people today, and that's the answer I was given. So that's all I can tell you about that. And cost breaks down, you know, if your employee and spouse, which there are three of us here in that category, well, I'm guessing there's three of us, breaks down to about $7,900 each, or $23,900 total. And then there's four of us, we have families, and that goes to $11,368 each, or $45,456 total. The dental for three of us, again, with just herself and spouse, would be $1,404 total, $468 each. These are annual figures, by the way. And for the four of us with a family, it's $3,267 total, $816 each. So we're talking about a very expensive program. Again, one of my main oppositions to this program is that when we talked to the citizens of the city, we told them that, you know, everybody always asked, well, what are you going to get paid? I wasn't even running at the time, but I knew the figures. And nowhere in it did we ever toss out that we would be a possibility or that there would be health benefits coming down the line. So I think, you know, if we're going to do something like this, I think we need to probably tell the folks that we're going to do it, and you know, and if nothing else, put it out to a referendum form or something if we're going to go that far. But I think the folks need to be at least surveyed to see what their opinion is, and I can tell you what the opinions I've gotten back on. They oppose it. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councilman Shore. Other discussion on this? Robert?
Yeah, I voted in favor of the budget with this provision in it, and I stand by that. I think that it is worthwhile to make this available to part-time employees in the city. In the end of the day, there are, I think, three types of folks who might sit around this table. There are folks who are retired and have health coverage through Medicare. There are folks like me who have full-time jobs and whose health benefits can come from our employers. And then there are folks who are independent businessmen or are self-employed. And I want all three of those types of folks to feel like this is something they can do. So I'm in favor of doing it. Now, I think we may want to revisit the amount. It sounds like we're not going to need $40,000 for this coming year. So it might be that what I'd like to see is for staff to come back with a revised estimate of what the actual expected cost is for next year and lower the budget amount by that. But I think it's worthwhile to keep coverage for part-time employees. And so I'm going to vote to keep it the way it is.
All right. Thank you, Councilman. Chris, can I call you up to the podium, please? Kind of twofold. I saw you raising your hand, and Councilman Shore also triggered something in my mind I wanted to throw your way, just from a historical perspective or an experience perspective on the HR side. If you have any thoughts, just from your, again, experience, and then also what you're raising your hand about, whatever that may be.
Just to address your first issue, we did anticipate that some council members would not want him to participate in the program. We tried to estimate a comparable percentage of what we've seen in other jurisdictions, and we budgeted accordingly, which kind of leads into your question, how we came up with that figure in the first place. We actually polled numerous municipalities, both municipalities and county governments, here in Georgia and in Florida, in fact. I've gotten 52 responses so far. 45 allow their elected bodies to participate in the employee health insurance programs, and 7 do not. Of the 7 who do not, 1 of the bodies doesn't pay their council members at all, so there'd be nothing to deduct the contributions from. So it is a vast majority. I guess it comes up to about 86-87% that do allow this type. And my past experience in other places that I've worked and with colleagues that I've discussed with is that it is a pretty normal process or policy to allow the elected bodies to participate in the plan.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Yes, Dr. Bonder.
Yeah, there are two things I'd like to say. One is that I learned after, I was on the fence about this. I didn't care one way or the other because I'm covered under my husband's insurance. And one thing I learned after we voted was that we are eligible to put money into a health savings account because we voted yes. Well, the health savings account is a great benefit to me. I was not planning on using the health insurance, but the health savings account allows me to put some more money into the health savings account, and that doesn't cost the citizens anything. It's free. It's just I can put some of my salary into health savings account. But the other thing is that I'm not insurable anymore, and if something happens to my husband, I may want to take this health insurance because, you know, I don't mind doing this right now because I have cancer, and I wasn't diagnosed until after I became a city council member. But there's another city council member who's also been diagnosed with cancer. There are two of us who've been elected who have been diagnosed with cancer since we've been elected. And if this city loves the city council that's here right now, providing insurance for us ensures the city that we're not going to have a special election. Saves the city $30,000 from running a special election in case, you know, we lose our insurance and have to go get a job somewhere. I'm rethinking because, you know, Mr. Rapka called me and argued with me. I'm kind of rethinking that maybe I want to take the insurance because I think maybe I should. I think that we should, you know, I don't have access to Medicare. I can lose my insurance. And I think it's important for us to be able to have insurance so that we can stay on the city council and serve the people and not have to worry about whether we're going to have medical coverage or not.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bonder. With that, yes, John.
Chris. The city council, if they were to ask to have the health insurance and just pay the full amount, the full 100% of the benefits, were we allowed to do that?
Any person, whether you be a council member or not, can always make a tax donation to the city.
Okay.
We would treat the payroll just like we would any other employee, and then if you choose to make the additional payments to the city, that becomes a tax donation. We are an exempt charitable organization, just like a church would be, and you can deduct accordingly.
Okay, because I thought that we asked on that and we were told no originally. But
Blue Cross has told us that they want us to treat all the employees the same. But that doesn't mean that you can't, as I know some of you have, or at least one of you have decided to contribute your paycheck to charitable purposes. You two can do a comparable amount to make a charitable donation to the city if that's the way you wanted to go. But it's not something that we would deduct through the payroll checks.
All right, thank you. And I have one legal question, if I may.
Please.
Brian or Lenny, in the charter, remind me somewhere, for compensation, If we were to vote ourselves a raise, that is, we can't really do it. If we were to pass a raise, if we wanted to give ourselves $1 million each, we would have to be reelected before we're possible.
Just clarification, is that a motion, Mr.?
No, it's not.
You're not to vote yourself a pay raise per statute.
Have we looked at that language to verify that this benefit is not increased compensation?
Yes.
Thereby, we cannot...
Yes, that is the state statute that I'm talking about. A city council is not allowed to vote itself a pay raise without being elected between the time it takes an effect and the time it's given. Specifically exempted from that is health and medical benefits. It's exempted from that because that's a state policy to try and encourage, obviously, health and medical benefits.
Okay. Smiling question. Thank you.
I'll just throw in, when we sat on the charter committee, the whole thing that we talked about was, with salary, was you could vote yourself a pay raise, but it would not take effect until after your next elected cycle. So you have to go back and forth with the public.
Correct. Okay. Any other? Yes, Mr. Roth.
For the last 25 years of my business career, I was a entrepreneur and a small business owner and venture capital, and I sat on a number of boards. We had 3 people on our staff, and it was very expensive for us to have health care for 3 people. And it was an accepted practice, at least during the time that I was in venture capital, for people who were investors who sat on boards that may have 100 people or 200 people and could benefit from being in their health program. For the board members to be able to buy the insurance from the company's insurer and be put on that program. And that was the only provision was that when the company went public, you had to drop out of that program because it was not something that you wanted to do with a public company to provide that kind of provision. And I would have no problems if people wanted to buy this insurance if they felt it was a better program than what they had and more cost-effective. But I do have a problem with the city financing this. Irrespective of what the state statute says about this, it is, in fact, an increased cost to the people of this community. And it's an increased benefit to the people around this table. And we were elected for $1,000 a month. Take it or leave it. And everybody's here at the table tonight. They can leave next week if that's not good enough. But to vote themselves a 50% pay increase is unconscionable in an economy where there's 10.8% of the people unemployed. And I would urge you to vote in favor of this amendment.
Okay, any other discussion on this? All right, Councilman Stortle.
One quick point. John, just to clarify your point, it was one of the questions that I had. Can we pay our own? Can we do that? And I was told, and Chris, you can help me out here, but I checked this, I think, out pretty well. The insurance companies do not allow that. So you were correct on that point, you know, just to clarify that. And I think, but as Chris said, you can make a donation. And again, you know, I think the whole thing boils down to, you know, if we'd have done this before the three of us went up for election and said, okay, you know, we're going to do this, I think that would have been more open than the people could have had a say in it. And I'm pretty sure people would have come out, you know, to run in that case against us. But just because we've saved $30,000 on not having an election doesn't mean, in my estimation, that we should, you know, okay, we got $30,000 here, and the typical government goes, we got $30,000 now, where can we spend that? Instead of maybe let's put it in the hat and save that for the rainy day. And if you want to see a rainy day around town, of course, all you have to do is drive on our streets. But again, I don't believe that this is, you know, this is what we put in. And Adrian, I fully understand your health situation. You know, I've got a stent in my heart, so you know I understand that. And not that you're level whatsoever. I understand everything else. But and this isn't a personal matter whatsoever. This is a matter of maybe principle between us, the city council, what we told the people when we ran, and what we would get paid. And it is a significant increase in the compensation factor. And, you know, if you use salary, you can use interchangeable with compensation, whatever. But I am opposed to providing the insurance. Now, if, you know, if we tell the people we're going to do this, and then we all, you know, run for election or something, then okay. But, you know, I just don't feel it's proper that people are not informed.
All right, any other discussion on this this item? All right, seeing that there's none, Councilman Ross has a motion on the floor, seconded by Councilman Shortle. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Yeah, you got the motion.
I'm sorry, could you restate that motion, Councilman Ross?
Or Sharon? The 2010 budget to reflect a $40,000 reduction in benefits to the city council and apply that to the branding effort that City Dunwoody has is woefully underfunded at this time. And I've spoken with the mayor on the subject, and that's the place that he would like to have allocated if we choose to do this.
Okay.
Sorry, not the mayor, the city. I'm sorry.
Congratulations. I will take Warren's Bay.
Point of information or clarification.
Yes.
I think you also you said to the city branding effort are as appropriate.
As needed.
As appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the other R.
Okay.
I got carried up.
All right. Thank you for that clarification. Again, there's a second. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion fails, and we will move on to public comment. All right, I will make a motion to adjourn the special call meeting. Have a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We're going to take a, say, 3-minute recess, and we'll start our work session, folks.